If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at innovativewellness.center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. Innovativewellness.center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. Innovativewellness.center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, innovativewellness.center. All right, good evening. Welcome aboard another edition, Sports Overnight America. Start of a new week here, a Monday into a Tuesday. Marty Terrell, Dominic Jimenez as well. We'll hook up with Tyler Levine. Double session with him today as we roll through the world of sports. A lot of Olympic coverage. We'll analyze those TV numbers. They're startling. 28 million on Friday. We'll get into that. And listen, they're telling you all you need to know, right? Putting that men's basketball game Sunday against Serbia at 11:15 Eastern time. Yeah, they're not going to waste prime time on blowouts. They're just not. And that goes for the women as well. They put them up at what, 3 Eastern today or 2 o'clock, whatever it was. Actually, it was earlier than that. But anyhow, they took care of Japan. By 26, so blowouts along the way. Look, if they don't take home gold in basketball, both men and women, it's going to be a letdown and a failure. Their words, not ours. Weird. Jason Tatum sits. He looked like he was pouting. I thought maybe he was hurt, but he didn't play. Maybe the grueling NBA Finals. Maybe Coach Kerr. Who knows? But they didn't need him, but he just looked, he looked about as interested in sitting there and not playing as like a kid who, you know, got his candy taken away. He was one unhappy player, no question about that. Durant was outstanding. LeBron was LeBron. You know, Doncic and Serbia hung around for a while, but they didn't get a rebound. I mean, Anthony Davis controls the glass rebounding-wise. The United States is just, they're just too talented and they should slide through this, but there's going to be some contentious games along the way, undoubtedly. So, there you go. The Olympics, obviously gymnastics in the pool, they're going to put that on prime time. The numbers are stunning. And for NBC, they needed this the worst way. Beijing was a disaster. Pandemic, empty seats, just a horrific bloodbath, financial loss for NBC Comcast. So they roll back and they are just relishing and licking their chops over these numbers because the overnights from Friday were stunning. And, you know, you look, you had the controversy with the opening ceremonies, but look, controversy sells and the numbers are there to prove it. All right, Tyler Levine will get it going with us. Baseball deals, a few of them, but a lot to get to here as we roll through a Monday. And LeVar Arrington, former Pro Bowler, 3-time. He'll join us at 40 past the hour here on Sports Overnight. We're coming right back. Ooh, girl, yeah, you in the zone with it. On and on and on and on with it. Yeah, I'm fascinated. If I say let's take a trip, don't need to pack for Vegas. Yeah, I know you working hard and trying to stack them weights.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center.
Hi, this is Blake Byrne. Each Saturday night, we're talking health and fitness right here on Sports Byline USA. You can hear my podcast on the iHeartRadio as well. Hit me up on Instagram at Byrne.Blake and Twitter.
Health and fitness with Blake Byrne each Saturday night during Sports Weekend right here on Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and the American Forces Radio Network. Monday into a Tuesday on Sports Overnight, WGCH. Again, Greenwich, Connecticut, White Plains, that area, Harrison, New York, that whole area, Mount Kisco, Danbury, Norwalk. We welcome them and thank them. A great affiliate as we talk the world of sports. Innovative Wellness Athletic Supplement Pack. You need this pack to supplement your daily lifestyle. Check it out, these athletic supplement packs. You don't get the proper nutrition from your food and your diet. Guess what? You're going to get supplemented here for all you weekend warriors, and a proud sponsor of our segments with Tyler Levine. We got some Olympics to talk about, and away we go. Tyler, what's up? How are you?
How we doing? I'm doing well.
Yeah, you got some Miami traffic you're navigating today, huh?
Oh, my God. It's insane. Every day, but in particular today.
Yeah, there you go. All right, let's get to it. The numbers are great. NBC, Comcast needed this in the worst way. A financial bloodbath in 2020, of course, with the Beijing Summer Games, with the heat and the global pandemic. I mean, it was just, as you recall, a disaster. They have found gold. No pun intended here. And, you know, listen, you know, some people complaining, you know, that basketball game Sunday night, it should be put in prime time. They're not going to mess with gymnastics, Simone Biles, and these other world-class gymnasts. And in the pool, they're getting too big of numbers. Basketball is going to be relegated to these times that people aren't going to particularly enjoy. I don't have a problem with it. Give me a quick hit on that.
No, neither do I. I mean, you know, the gymnastics, the racing, the swimming, that's the stuff that we don't get to see all the time, and just calling it for what it is, it can be a lot more entertaining than some of the basketball that we've been seeing thus far, you know, throughout qualifiers and the Olympics. So I don't blame them at all. And, you know, the ratings don't lie. They're always going to put what's going to make them the most money in prime time, and I don't blame them.
Yeah. Tyler, I don't know about you. I'm hit or miss. I'm not sitting down hours on end. I kind of navigate the day online. I kind of pick and choose here a little bit. I don't know about you, but I think that's the way the people do it. But we got to remember, at prime time, they're going to serve up, just like you said, the things that are going to bring the numbers. How do you go about the Olympics? Obviously, you've got a role on this radio network. How do you consume the Olympics historically and now? What do you watch?
Well, pretty much the same. It's hit and miss. It's, you know, as if I'm in front of the TV, it's what I'm throwing on. But I'm not, you know, rearranging my life necessarily to get to some of this stuff that's been on. I love to watch the U.S. compete. Ironically enough, what Simone Biles does is just insane. I was watching a video the other day, and it broke down how high she's jumping and what she could clear. She could clear Shaq, like Shaquille O'Neal, which is just absolutely insane. She's 4'8" and can jump over Shaq, which is absolutely nuts. She can jump over Wembanyama as well, based on the, you know, the video that I saw, which, I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. And that's part of why people love to watch it, because it's just irregular in every sense of the way. But yeah, that's pretty much how I go about the Olympics and how I consume it, I guess you could say.
You know, you and Nico Beef Sauce, phenomenal job once again with First Touch, a great soccer hour on Saturday nights, 7 o'clock Eastern. It's wonderful, and the response has been unbelievable. We moved to Olympic soccer, and I'm with you. There's something, this has really caused me, after we really got into Euro 2024 and obviously Copa America 2024, including being at that final between Argentina and Colombia, this is a big-time comedown. Is it for you? How do you consume the soccer? How do you assess it? And what do you say to the soccer rabid fans who kind of feel a little bit, hey, it's soccer, but it's not really living up to maybe expectations? Let me hear.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, most people who are religiously watching soccer, you know, around the clock, around, you know, throughout the calendar year, we kind of know what this is ultimately. And I don't have much expectations for the Olympics to begin with. So it's just, it's extra is kind of how I view it. And I think that's how most true soccer fans are viewing it as well. We know what type of style of play it's going to be. It's the under-23s. It's very, very open. You know, there's a lot of back and forth. It's almost like organized chaos. But it's certainly, it's bridging the gap, ultimately. We're now, I believe, it's like 17 days out from the start of the Premier League. And it's just, you know, it's a little extra sauce that we get to witness, which is nice. It's, you know, it's good to see the young players, though. It's good for them to have this type of platform and atmosphere to play in. A lot of times guys will get deals after the Olympics, very similar to the Euros. A lot of these guys will transfer, you know, at the club level, or, you know, maybe get noticed or maybe be a standout. But it's tough to say, because it's, I don't want to downplay it because it is the Olympics, but it's just, it's the same reason why I'm not in love with the MLS, because I guess spoiled is the word that I'll have to use. I'm spoiled. I like to watch, you know, really high quality, high level of play games. And when it's not that, I just find it hard to be as interested. But it's the same. It's like any other Olympic sport for me. If it's on, I'm certainly watching it. I mean, once I get out of this hell of a traffic loop that I've been stuck in for the last hour, I'll certainly be throwing some Olympics on, and I'm excited to watch it. And, you know, I look forward more to the games that are out of the group stage, ultimately, because a lot of these countries that are in this group stage, they just, you know, they don't have good teams, and that's fine. I still think it's really cool that, you know, the players get to play and they're competing, and ultimately, you know, that means more than anything. But, you know, I'm hoping, you know, I'll certainly sit down and make sure that I get in front of the TV for any of the semifinal games and the final for sure. But until that happens, it's just, you know, it's like watching baseball in May. You know, there's no real implication, so it's hard to get into.
Well, we had a great discussion today, Nico, Beef Sauce, and myself with a restaurant group out of Philadelphia, and I feel like it's going to come home to roost. A sponsorship, an initial title sponsorship of the soccer program called First Touch. Very excited to get that deal wrapped up this week. And what's amazing is, you know, I don't care where it is. With the EPL, you know, a couple of weeks, 2.5 weeks out, Tyler, you know, this is crazy. It gets a jump on the NFL. You want to talk about a bridge. We're going to go from, you know, we got some NFL preseason football right into the EPL on a Friday night, and then a couple of series of games on the first weekend. How jacked up are you? And kind of give us a one-minute overview of what your show is going to do week in, week out for all the EPL fans out there. Let me hear.
Man, I could not possibly be more excited. I'm always juiced up for the start of the season, but now having the show First Touch, it's a whole different level. We're going to be covering every single game. You know, we'll be summarizing every game throughout the week. Most likely be doing things, you know, goal of the week, save of the week, player of the week. You know, maybe we'll pick a side every week, 11 of the best players that we notice. We'll be covering Champions League as well. It's just going to be as in-depth as it gets, you know, not some corporate blue collar opinions like you see on TV now with these guys that you don't really like listening to. It's going to be real. It's going to be raw. It's going to be consistent. That we will not be missing a week of coverage throughout the entire season. EPL, Champions League. We'll touch on the other big teams: Real Madrid, Barcelona, Bayern Munich, you know, Inter and AC Milan. We got our logo getting made and everything right now. That'll be available and be released by the time we're on our show Saturday. And I couldn't be more excited for what's to come. And you know, couldn't be more excited to build relationships with the listeners as we start things like streaming and getting a lot more engaged with the people who are listening.
You know, 1 hour is not enough, man. I'm just telling you, 1 hour is not enough. I feel it coming. I really do. 1 hour is simply not enough. But we'll walk before we run. All right, you sit right there. We got Yankees-Phillies tonight in Philly. Speaking of Philadelphia, that's got some juice. Heel against Wheeler. So we'll preview that. We'll look at that and stay with us throughout the night here on Sports Byline. You know what we got for you, right? We got scores, interviews, highlights. We got Jen and Jeff, the Riches, tonight from Phoenix. They'll be rolling in as well. So don't forget, supplement your diet with the innovative wellness athletic supplemental packs. There's no question about omega-3s. You got to keep those veins and keep that system of yours very supple. Check it out at innovativewellness.center. You can mail order and you can get a consultation right over the phone. Check it out at innovativewellness.center. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming back. Dom Jimenez as well. LeVar Arrington at 40 past the hour. His new podcast, three-time pro bowler, Penn State, Redskins, and he's going to join us here at 40 past. We're coming back here on Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008.
800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
All right, talking the world of sports, we are presented by Innovative Wellness and their athletic supplemental packs, which are available at innovativewellness.center. The packets created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have nutrients it needs to run efficiently. The packet includes multi omega fish oil, D3K2, 5000 probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Get all the details at innovativewellness.center. Let's get them in here. Tyler Levine. You know, I watched a lot of Yankees, Red Sox over the weekend. They're going to tweak. Jazz Chisholm comes over. He'll play some third base. He'll play some outfield. I still think the Yankees are going to make, if they haven't already, other moves. We'll see. But I looked at that lineup and the way they played finally at Fenway Park. Judge is just a beast. The numbers speak for themselves. Soto, Cabrera can flat out play. Torres is starting to get his bat going. The rookie Ben Rice, who is, a South Shore, Massachusetts kid, had a big double in the 11-8 crazy Saturday night game when our show wrapped up. Now they head to Philly. I mean, if you're a Yankee fan, which you are, you've got to feel better. I just think they're going to be tweaked, and I think they are ready. They're going to put together a sizable run. Now the pitching has got to be tweaked, but Holmes was just lights out. I mean, just lights out. So give me your sense. Are you feeling a little bit better about the Yankees right now as we head towards tomorrow's 4 p.m. Eastern trade deadline? Let me hear it, Tyler.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely feeling better. We made a move. I like the move. I don't know much about Chisholm. From what I saw last night, which I loved, he beat out an infield hit. Stole third base late in the game, heads up base running. I'd love to see things like that. I like to see that we're active and trying to make moves. I'd like to see us actually execute on one or two more. But I am feeling optimistic. I think, I said this going into the All-Star break, that the Yankees needed the All-Star break to come around, and hopefully they can regroup and, get their head on straight and make a really solid run towards the end of the season. No matter what moves we make, though, ultimately, I'll never feel 100%, happy with where we are just because Boone is still the manager and Cashman's still in the front office. I think that, it's going to be tough to really consider us a serious ball club with intentions of winning if we don't make genuine change at the top, because we spoke about it a million times, the fish rots at the head, and I fully believe that, that will be the Yankees' kryptonite until it isn't. But I am feeling a little bit better about where they're at, and, it's good to see them get, a little, regardless of how little it is, a little win streak going, two in a row as we head into Philly tonight as short underdogs.
Yeah, and I like this spot because I think it'll be a bellwether series for them. They finally got their ship righted against the Red Sox, who really owned them. They cooled off Devers a little bit. Baltimore's been a little topsy-turvy, although they're pounding the Jays in the first of two. The Jays unloaded Justin Turner, three other players today. So Toronto has waved the white flag up north. But I think this is a real bellwether series, and Wheeler Gill tonight, this is a hell of a matchup. Yankee fans, though, if they come out of Philly swept or lose even two out of three, depending on how they look, I think this is going to be a real, real great barometer series for the Yankees. You putting a lot of weight in this matchup with the Phillies down in Philly?
Yeah, I mean, 100%, 100%. The Yankees and Phillies obviously don't like each other, pretty close to each other in terms of geographically. And this is the last series of July, and then we got August and September, 2 months left in the season. This is the home stretch that we're going into now. And if we lose two out of three here in bad fashion, if we lose two out of three and it's, close games and extras, it is what it is. I won't put too much weight to it. We got to win this series. you know, we were in a really rough patch going into the All-Star break. We got to come out of the All-Star break and establish some sort of dominance. Let people know, hey, look, we're not fazed by what happened. It's a long season. We're here. We're strong. And go into August on the, you know, on the right foot. Because if we get, I mean, if we get swept in the series, I don't see how Boone keeps his job. And if he does, that's just kind of us saying, hey, you know, we're not serious about this year. We'll regroup and try and get it together next year. But, you know, I'm expecting this to be a very pivotal point in our season. And they need to take care of business on the road.
Here's where I want to go with you. When you stack them up against the rest of the American League, you know, you said something peculiar last week, and I almost said, what are you talking about? And you said the Houston Astros, but they have righted their ship, and they're now a percentage point ahead of Seattle. Like I said, Seattle's been active. They got Justin Turner. They got Arizarena from Tampa. So they're trying to get some pop. They're in Fenway, and a lot of teams will snap out of slumps when they get to Fenway, especially if the Red Sox starting pitching is god-awful. I think Pivetta goes tonight. But when you look at the American League, you mentioned Houston. I mean, Cleveland looks pretty salty. You know, the Twins are hot and cold. Baltimore right there in their division. The Yankees and Orioles likely to go right down to the wire. The Yankees just one game out. I mean, the American League at the top is separated by molecules. It's going to be tight. How do you see the American League? The same way? And who do you most fear? Is it still the Astros because of their postseason pedigree? Let me hear.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's at this point in time, no one's really established themselves as the team. So it's still very, very open, and I completely agree. I think it's going to come down to the wire. And listen, the only reason that I said the Astros is just simply because they have a team and a roster that's been there before and done that. And that goes a long way when you get into the postseason. Having the self-belief, and you know, especially when you are down in the game or down in the game late, not being nervous and you know, especially from a pitching perspective and from a hitting perspective as well, obviously. But the postseason experience matters. And, you know, being in those situations and having familiarity to it certainly matters. And I don't necessarily think that the Astros are the biggest threat in the American League. I just think that they're certainly a team that you can never look past, regardless of where they're at. You know, they're five games above 500, which is obviously, you know, to their standards of the last couple seasons, is not great. But it's very open. I think Cleveland looks great. Baltimore obviously looks good. But I'm not necessarily writing off the Yankees by any means. I think that they can 100% win the American League. I just am not 100% sure that when push comes to shove, Aaron Boone will be able to really guide us there and lead us there. But ultimately, look, if the players show up and it doesn't really matter, you know, they could say, you know, screw what this guy says, get out there, make the plays and hit the baseball well. And they can win games because they have bats, and when the bats are on, they're on. But especially, you know, in the postseason, things are different. Coaching decisions become different. Strategy comes into play, and you know, we'll see how Aaron Boone handles that. Maybe he's, you know, his experience in the playoffs will, you know, maybe he's learned a thing or two. But in terms of who I'd be most fearful of as of right now, it's probably going to be between, you know, the Guardians and the Orioles. You know, is who I would be most scared of to, you know, knock us out here.
Yeah, you know, your point on the Astros is well taken because, I mean, Tyler, we only have to look back at last year. Look at the cockamamie World Series. I mean, the Orioles had a great regular season. Texas comes in and sweeps them. Not only beats them, sweeps them out of the playoffs. And, I mean, no matter how you look at that. And then out west, you find Arizona goes in and beats the Dodgers handily. I mean, just whooped them. Yep. I think in one of them it was like 11-2 or 11-4. You know, it's getting hot at the right time. We had a weird World Series last year, Diamondbacks in Texas. And then you fast forward to this year, that puts Houston in play. Seattle can't hit their way out of a wet paper bag. I'll draw a line through them with confidence. But Cleveland, the Twins, I think the American League, like we just got through saying, is going to be hard to believe. Here's where I want to go with the Yankees, though, away from this. Do you think that they're going to be able – he's a Boris client. Soto, you look at him, he is tailor-made for Yankee Stadium. But if I'm a Yankee fan, I'm nervous. I don't think he likes the smothering media of New York, East Coast. I think he's going to gravitate towards, honestly, the Midwest or the West Coast. How do you see the Yankees approaching Soto being a Boris client? He's going to command just crazy dollars. Not that money matters to the Yankees, because it doesn't. Where do you think they end up with Soto?
I mean, I think that they're going to draw a line in the sand and say, this is the money that we're willing to give you, and, you know, we won't overpay. And yeah, I don't blame them necessarily. I think that obviously Soto's an amazing player, but if we can spend that money on a couple of other pieces that we would spend on him, you know, I'd rather improve the roster as a whole and get some more depth. Personally, but if, you know, if he'll take the money that that we're willing to offer him, of course, I'd love to have Soto in Yankee pinstripes. I think he's a Yankee through and through. He looks good in the uniform. He walks the walk. He talks the talk. And you know, he's a great player ultimately, and that's what matters most. And I, you know, obviously his, you know, being a lefty with a short porch is huge, especially come postseason when every home run matters, every run matters, every moment matters, and he's another one of those guys that will not be phased by, you know, by the moment. He has that experience. He's been there. He's done that. And ultimately, I think that he'd be a fantastic addition in the clubhouse and on the roster as well.
Yankees-Philly is going to be good tonight. Here's the Yankee lineup. Verdugo, Soto, Judge, Wells. Giancarlo Stanton will DH tonight. Chisholm at third. Torres at second. Rice at first. Volpe at short. There you go, top to bottom. Great job out of you, Tyler. Back at it tomorrow. We work towards Saturday. The Olympics roll on. And First Touch Saturday night, 7 o'clock Eastern. Awesome soccer show with you and Nico Beef Sauce. We look forward to it. You take care, buddy. Thanks for popping on.
Thank you. Talk tomorrow.
All right, Tyler, navigating the Miami traffic does a nice job for us. We come back. Former NFL Pro Bowler, three-time Penn State, I mean, now College Football Hall of Famer, LeVar Arrington, the linebacker. He's up next about his new podcast and some other stuff here on Byline.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. Celebrate responsibly.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack your Columbia Performance fishing gear for protection against the sun, wind, and rain. Columbia PFG apparel and footwear offers superior innovation and features, which allows you to focus on your catch and not the elements. So before you head out on the water, head over to columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
The soccer season never ends here on Sports Byline Broadcasts. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline broadcast. iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and on demand 24/7 wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
First Touch, soccer talk for the new age. Weekends right here on Sports Byline USA and worldwide on the American Forces Network.
All right, we are talking the world of sports here on Sports Byline. We are efforting LeVar Arrington. Talk about his new podcast, Good in the Game. It's a college football and the Football Foundation. He's a 2022 inductee into the College Football Hall of Fame, and I'm glad he's doing it. He's extremely well-spoken. Obviously, Penn State, North Hills High School in Pittsburgh. Great family and really a really good ambassador. Wore that number 56. I tell you what, he was a dominant player, a three-time Pro Bowler, and now in the College Football Hall of Fame. In this podcast, we're hopefully going to get a chance to talk to him, and let's see if Dom is sending me. We got him. All right. Good job. I appreciate this. And let's bring him on right now for a few moments, and we will then move on. Let's get him. LeVar Arrington, Marty Terrell here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, tune in around the globe worldwide on American Forces. LeVar, how are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing, Marty?
I appreciate you coming on, and I was just, you know, doing my homework today. You're from a great football area, and congratulations on your induction into the College Football Hall of Fame. But let's talk about this podcast. The Football Foundation is coupled up with some people to put this all together, and what do you expect to do? I mean, I don't think you really have to defend football. It served you well. But, you know, there's a lot of people out there right now concerned about injuries and some other stuff. But you're going to, I think, illuminate all that is good and really good about football and playing in a team sport. Let's hear. Go ahead. Podcast will debut soon.
Well, that certainly is the mission, is for the National Football Foundation, our partnership with Sport and Story and Playfly Sports to launch Good in the Game. It's a newsletter, it's a podcast, and really what it is just detailing the things that are good, the things that are impactful, purposeful, and give a different narrative, a different storyline than what has been created since what we'll call maybe the concussion demic. That has taken place and has been a cloud over the game and the sport. You know, safety has dominated the headlines of what football represents, and almost to a point of where football has become taboo. But in the reality, it has developed so many fine people. You know, it's been a part of not only men's lives and young boys' lives that ended up turning into and growing into men through their development of the game, but women and young ladies as well. You know, I had the opportunity to be a coach, and my daughter was my assistant coach for the duration of my 3-year time as a head coach. My wife was the dean of students to the school that I was coaching at. Women have impacted this game. There are so many different angles that football has impacted our lives in such a positive way that it would be a waste to not, with all of the content that's being created and all of the great people that have contributed through the sport of football, to not detail it and have moments to talk about it.
Our guest is LeVar Arrington, 3-time Pro Bowler, Penn State legend, NFL, unbelievable career. Some years where you look back and just a dominant defender, wore that 56, not unlike Lawrence Taylor at the height of your success. LeVar, you grew up in an area which I know some people that grew up in the Pittsburgh area. High school football is huge there. If you look at just Pittsburgh and you look at, you know, Western PA with Al Aquippa, with Tony Dorsett, Ty Law, we don't even have to get into Montana and
Joe Namath,
we could go on and on and on. Can you talk about that culture? Because that influenced you at North Hills High School. You played on both sides of the football. You were tackling people, and then you were carrying the ball. You played at a high level of high school. You went to a premier college, and obviously the highest level in the National Football League. Can you just talk about your upbringing and how much that's going to be a basis for you to share the goodness that football has provided for you?
Sure. It's a great question, too. You know, I grew up in a Christian home, a military home. My father my father's father, my father's father's father, they all served our country. I come from the value system and the principle system of, you know, love your family, love your God, and love your country. And so for me, that's been the foundation of all that I've done. I've been a person of service because my parents have been people of service. My father came home as a wounded warrior in Vietnam. He raised some fine people, and he became an ordained minister. My mother, she's a school teacher, and she gave back to the community that way by teaching, and was very heavy in the church as well. So my faith growing up and my, you know, commitment to the community based off of how I was raised and understanding the value of being a positive part of your community was ultimately the reason why football represented so much to me, because I wasn't in the military, but it was an opportunity for me to honor my parents and honor what my father had did and sacrificing, you know, what he did for our country, for us to, you know, ultimately enjoy the freedoms that we're able to have every day. So those are things that, you know, our backgrounds are so vastly different in the game, but yet there's such extraordinary stories as to what helped shape who we are and why we do the things that we do. And to be able to have the opportunity to give this voice and this platform to players of the past that have accomplished so much, you know, once becoming a regular, I call a regular civilian, not to offend anybody who has served, but I do call leaving the sport of football becoming a regular civilian in life. And for, mm-hmm. for me, it's just been an amazing, enlightening experience to share the brotherhood with those who have lived it, to share the family and the sisterhood to the women who have played major parts in it, to be a mentor and a role model for those that are aspiring and continuing to achieve while they do it, and to know that there are so many great things that are accomplished and to be accomplished outside of just making plays on the football field. You know, my father and my mother taught me a long time ago, you can make plays and that'll make you millions of dollars. Catch a ball, make a tackle, throw the ball, you name it. It makes you a lot of money if you're blessed enough. But in the end, changing people's lives is priceless. And so to have those stories be a part of, you know, what people are able to see and give them a different perspective and understanding of what this game has meant to so many amazing people and how it's influenced their impact on the community, I'm really excited to get started on doing it.
I am so glad they've chosen you, and we're talking to LeVar Arrington a few more minutes here. National Football Foundation is partnered up with Sport and Story and Play Fly Sports. And again, it's a newsletter, and I'm going to give out the address of where you can get it. I signed up. They immediately acknowledge you. Steve Hatchell of the National Football Foundation is their president and CEO. He is thrilled. It's going to debut in August. So, LeVar, you played, like I said, high school, college, and pro. You took the formula that everyone uses. What did you take away most from? Was it your pro career, your college career, or high school? Or do you think there were elements from all three that shaped you? And then the one final question I have is, how hard was it for you when you called it quits to get away from that routine, and a lot of players say it, that's the one thing they missed. They missed the games on Sunday or Thursday, whenever they were playing, but it was Monday, it was film, it was treatment, it was practice, and wash, rinse, and repeat, and they just really missed that routine. So just talk about the three quick elements that you drew from your time playing high school, college, and pro, and then when that routine ended. Let me hear.
So I think I took a lot of lessons from every level. You're mm-hmm. such an open state when you're in high school, such a vulnerable and moldable state, you know, impactful, influenced state of mind. And I learned a lot from my coaches in high school, you know, from Coach McCurry to Coach Morris to Coach Nauman, rest his soul. But it definitely was a lot that my foundation was very strong in high school. Very traditional. I had the pleasure of playing in traditional programs, so I didn't deal with multiple coaches at any level that I was in until I made it to the pros. But I learned how to study. I learned how to be a football player. I learned how to be a student and a football player from actually from my teammates that were older. The leadership that was on my high school team set a very, very strong precedence for what I would end up becoming. Guys like Eric Kasparovich and Seamus Murphy and Joe Stern and Johnny Miller, so many amazing guys. And I attribute that mindset that I took into college, and that went to a whole nother level with guys like Brandon Short, Courtney Brown, and Mac Morrison, and a host of other people. That
awesome.
You just take that leadership, and it just becomes something pretty amazing. And I had that same experience with Bruce Smith and Deion Sanders and Daryl Green and, you know, those guys at the next level and pro. So you learn something from every level you go to, and it applies. And as far as missing those elements of playing the game, I always said if you can continue to entertain your mind and challenge your mind in the things that you're doing in a daily routine, it's really not – so bad. Like, sure, you miss the roar of the crowd and making the big play, or the pre-games and the post-games and the attention that comes with it. But I like to believe that I've taken a humble approach to even when I played. So when I stopped playing, really to serve and continue to serve the communities that I've been a part of has really, really been so impactful and so fulfilling for me that, you know, my time is so occupied with giving back and doing what I do. I do a Fox Sports Radio show 5 days a week, you know, Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. I do a weekend show called Up on Game with my guys. So I'm very busy. I'm very busy, and I continue to utilize the disciplines and the approaches and the process that I learned so much testing it in the football arena that, you know, I'm actually so fulfilled in what I do that I don't really have the missing part. I don't miss training camp, which they're going into camp.
Right?
I don't miss training camps. I don't miss the bumps and the bruises of it all, even though it made you feel alive. I don't miss all of the elements that were, you know, just the gruel of it all. But I appreciated what it turned me into and what it made me into. It forged me into a man that moves with purpose and knows how to do so.
Yeah, and you got a beautiful wife and the four children. You have just lived an exemplary life, and I don't mind cross-promoting Fox Sports Radio because you do a marvelous job.
I appreciate it.
We're going to continue to promote this, Good in the Game, a newsletter and a podcast. I'll throw out the address before we close. But, LeVar, you have a great time. Thank you
so much.
We'll try to get back to you soon. Thank you so
much. Appreciate you having me on. Yes, sir. Take care.
You got it. Very, very classy guy. LeVar Arrington, North Hills High School. Pittsburgh, PA, I want to give him a hard time. When is Pitt and Penn State going to play? I mean, you got the backyard brawl down there with West Virginia, but you got to have Pitt and Penn State in the Keystone State. My Lord. Great job out of LeVar Arrington. We'll come back here. We'll put a wrap on it. Again, innovative wellness with those athletic supplement packs. They are jumping off the shelves. Get them now. Athletic supplemental. You're not getting the nutrients and the things you need for your body and get that inflammation under control. InnovativeWellness.center. I'm Marty Terrell. We'll come back. We'll put a wrap on a Monday into a Tuesday. Sports Overnight America. Keep it right here. Don't go away.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice first dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Well, it hasn't taken Aaron Judge long. He just put one into the seats in left field, Citizens Bank Ballpark, South Philadelphia. The Yankees 1-0 over the Phils. We'll get scores throughout the night. And Jen Rich, I love it. She gives the, you know, the West Coast scores throughout the night. They do an excellent job. Jeff and Jen Rich coming up. And we alternate hours throughout the overnight here on Sports Overnight America. Red Sox, Seattle, that series will be important. Guardians going to have their way with the Tigers. Cubs, Reds, Twins, Mets, Jays and Orioles playing two. The Orioles righted their ship in the first one to the tune of 11-5. And any time that Paul Skeens is going to the hill, you get my attention. Pirates, Astros, we'll keep an eye on that. And the Dodgers just look, they look shaky. That was a rough weekend in Houston. The Dodgers, they need Mookie back. They got Kershaw back. They got the pitching staff. Glasnow's back as well. But they, the Dodgers just look a little fractured right now. So we'll see what Dave Roberts comes up with. Otani's even had his moments. Strikes out a lot, too. He really does. Did so against the Red Sox. But, yeah, so the Dodgers went into Houston. They got bloodied here a little bit. We'll keep an eye on the trade market into tomorrow, a Tuesday into a Wednesday show. We'll keep an eye on some trades. We haven't had a blockbuster yet. We've got little tweaks. Justin Turner goes from Toronto out to Seattle, so we'll see if he can add some pop to the Mariners, who right now just – I think I read 28th in the league. They just, it might even be dead last. They just do not score a lot. They really and truly don't. All right, great job out of the whole crew. Tyler Levine will keep an eye on the Olympic Games in Paris. The U.S. women roll by 26 over Japan. Not every game will be that easy, but Brenna Stewart and Asia Wilson had outstanding performances for the U.S. They were not shooting threes very well, though. All right, good job out of the whole crew. Stand by. More sports talk throughout the night following the update, top of the hour. I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy your evening and your morning here on Sports Byline. Adios.